Okay, so I could not unmute myself because so many of you were joining, I could not talk. It kept scrolling me away, so I could not unmute myself to celebrate total victory.
Asher just needs to learn what Control F is for Mumble.
All right, friends. Give me a moment and then we will begin.
As we cross 1,100 people.
Well, while everybody waits on Asher, if you have not voted for the CSM, do it now.
All right, so I guarantee you there are a few people who are coming in here who have not been here since Wednesday and have no idea what is going on. So for you guys who have, you know, oh, I've been busy this week, I've been out of town or whatever, I will give you a brief update on what has been happening. Obviously, first of all, we're going to talk about PI. That's all. This is a big PI fireside, so here we go. Okay, so let's go back. It was Wednesday. I believe it was Wednesday. It was either Tuesday or Wednesday. About 1900 on Wednesday. Thank you. Gobbin sends out a ping and says, basically, Horde is going to move. They're going to sort of not break up, but you know, they said they're leaving PanFam, which is a really weird thing because they basically are PanFam. The whole thing was just so confusing. And, you know, I'm sitting in the director chat and all you see is just WTF, 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 WTF. And we were shocked. We could not believe it. But very quickly, we realized, no, this is not going to happen. So, you know, I sent out a ping and I'm like, we're just not going to let these cowards just leave. And you guys mobilized. I've heard so many stories from people about, like, I was at work and I thought someone died maybe because I got like 30 text messages. All of you guys texted your buddies. You're like, get on. It's going down right now. And we just rolled over the border. We brought in dreads. We brought in supers. We had no infrastructure. Thankfully, Hippo Jacks had anchored a POS inside their space in GTAC Q that we were able to bridge out of, which was nice. We dropped another POS and we started feeding people right into their stager, our attack AG. And we immediately put up bubbles. We put up Hictor bubbles. We put up Dictor bubbles and we started camping their undock. And by the time they got there, they had about 40 minutes to get out. Now, it's important to realize that this was not planned. They had not told anyone. So many people had not left because you cannot pack up your entire life in 40 minutes. So we get there, we start camping them in. Now we know in retrospect that they were shocked by this. We know this because they have admitted it. Gobbins pinged it out. Securitas said it, that they were shocked that we would come and hell camp them. And I think that says a lot about them. I think it's very important, and this is like a life lesson to take from Eve, is that whenever you have an enemy or just anyone you're dealing with, you need to put yourself in their frame of mind, right? And they could not fathom an idea where goons would hell camp them. And that is a total and absolute failure of leadership. I know many of you goons know that you would love to hell camp. Our numbers are insane. I was looking at it a couple hours ago. I believe there were 1,400 people in RTAC AG, and 100 of them were in the Keepstar. That means 1,300 goons were camping in 100 logged in people. We love to hell camp. So the fact that they were shocked by this shows it was an absolute failure on their part. This would not be the first or last time we learned about this one. they believed that we would wait to drop like a keep star or something on the other side of the gap. We would clear it out, and then we would come across, and that they would have a day or two to just be moved out. And the reason they believed that is because that would be how they would do it, right? And so this was, of their many failures, thinking that we think like them was one of the biggest ones. And what could have gone as, you know, we lost 25% of our alliance means that they have now lost 90% of their alliance because of that failure. So, in short order, we rolled into their space. We camped them. They tried to take the space back a couple times. One time, they forced us off the undock. And in command, it was like, I was like to the guys, we are taking this undock back. Altarari formed dreads. Zintage got texted while he was asleep. He woke up, he's like, what? Hello? He's like, all right, I'll form a super fleet. Zintage, sounding so tired, formed a super fleet after he rolled out of bed. He got called. All right, correction. He got woken up, formed a super fleet. Altarari formed dreads. We mitted them into posses like it is 2012. And they forced our subs off the undock with capitals, with carriers, and with their only defense attempt, it turned out. And we said, we are not letting them take this undock back. And we know because they have told us that, and that they pinged it out, and that they told their guys, there's no way goons will drop capitals on our Keepstar. And what did we do? We dropped capitals on their Keepstar. And they had the undock for 3 or 4 minutes, and then we took it back. And we have never given it back to them. And we are not going to give it back to them until this Keepstar dies and every one of these people is sent into asset safety. And it is not the fault of the line member. It is the fault of the leadership that they let their guys be treated in this way, that they let their people be destroyed. 15% of your assets for no reason. Imagine if I came to you and said, oh, you own 3 Titans? Pay me 15% of that $600 billion in value for no reason. What would you tell me? Think in your mind, what would you say to me if I told you pay 15% of the Titan value for no purpose? By the way, I don't keep it. I'm going to send it to CCP for no reason. Think about that. It's insanity. It is a failure in the worst sort of way to let your people go through this. And so we find out that they're tired. They're tired of playing Eve. They want to be an elite PvP group. Guys, we're running the biggest or the second biggest coalition in the game. And I'm tired of running the second biggest coalition in the game. Then leave. Don't destroy your people. It is disgusting the way that they've treated their people. Wah, I run the second biggest coalition in the most exciting space game of all time, the one that their history books written about. Wah, we're going to have a giant fight against our ancient enemy. I'm tired. Find someone who isn't tired. I am not tired of destroying these people. I am looking forward to crushing this Keepstar tomorrow. I find it offensive. You guys know that compared to other people, I don't come up here and throw random insults at people. I try to give people a fair shake. I try to say, this is what could have happened. And I'm sure that in their life, they had stuff. We have all had stuff in our real life where we can't play Eve or something, you know, doesn't work out. And you know what we do? We say, hey, buddy, can you, you know, run this POS for me? Can you empty my moon drill? Can you do whatever? Empty my moon drill. I'm going to use that at the bar. Can you do whatever you want to help me out, please? I need some help. I need some help. Will you step up for me? And then people say, yes, I will step up for you. You're my buddy. I'll help you. Where are your friends? Where are the people you have cultivated in your life that want to help you? Like, hey, we're about to have the biggest war of all time. Please step up and help. Okay, I don't want to run the biggest war of all time. Will you do it? You have promise, right? You're a guy. You're a kid who's been coming up in the system. You want to crush the Goonies. You think they're terrible. Why don't you go do it? No. Why don't we quit? Why don't we run away? Why don't we let our people be crushed? Because we can't imagine goons hell camping us. It is offensive to me how bad these people are. It's offensive. And so we will not leave this Keepstar until it is destroyed. We will send a message. It's that simple. And that's where we are now. This Keepstar blows up tomorrow in U.S. time zone. I'm going to click on it right now. 1 day, 5 hours, 22 minutes and 22 seconds from right now. Every one of you should be there if you can be to destroy it. You are part of this moment. When I took over, I told you I would help you tell the story. I thought the story was going to be, we went in there, we attacked them, we fought them, and maybe we lose, and maybe we win. One of those two stories. Either one would have been something you remembered. We aren't going to get that story. That story is gone. We are making a new story for us. The new story is going to be, in 5 years, you're going to talk about, guys, I was there. You know, hey, new guys, listen up to this story. I was there 5 years ago. At the time, there was this group called Pandemic Horde. You've never heard about them. You've never heard about Pandemic Horde. But at the time, they had been the biggest group in the game from 2020 until 2025. They were the biggest group, the most powerful group in EVE Online. Can you imagine that? And then their idiot moron leaders threw them out like garbage. And we destroyed them. You know what we did? We went and we hell camped them. We sat on, you would not believe, there were 410 interdictors, sorry, heavy interdictors on the D-scan. There were 200 dictors on the D-scan. I have a picture. It looks like the station is covered in fog. There were so many bubbles. They were saying that we violated the EULA by bringing too many types of one ship. I have the screenshot. It's hilarious. I've saved it for 5 years. Look at the fog around the station. Guys, it was starting to be winter. My room was not cold because my GPU was so hot from all the bubbles. That's what it was like, guys. That's the story I got to tell you. So this is our story now. Our story is that we destroyed these people and we sent a message that you should take care of your people. It doesn't matter if you win or lose. People care about the story. People care about fighting. And so when we spend years building up for this fight, if you don't give it to us, we're going to take something from you. And we're going to take this story. And the story we're going to take is that tomorrow, in 1 day, 5 hours, 19 minutes and 56 seconds, this Keepstar is going to blow up. And if you remember, if you played Age of Empires 2, you built a wonder and you kept it for 1,000 years of game time and you had a cultural victory. The drone lands are being flipped. They're going to be opened up to anyone. Renting is done in the drone lands. That scourge of EVE Online, gone from the drone lands. And just yesterday, Fraternity announced they're ending the renting program. Renting is done in Nullsec. We will load the renting in Nullsec. Our priests went around the land. We will load renting from Nullsec. We gathered every shrine. We built a wonder. We had a cultural victory. Wololo. I was there 5 years ago. Wololo. It was crazy. It wasn't what we expected, but it was our story. And this is your story in EVE now. Thank you guys for being part of the story. I appreciate you. We could have rolled across that border and, you know, 120 of you could have shown up because it was a weekday. You were doing something else, but you texted your buddies. You got a text from your buddies. You're like, sorry, honey, my spaceship friends need me. I'm going to the computer. Could you make me a sandwich? I'd appreciate that. I'll do the dishes next week. I'll make it up to you. You became part of the story. We appreciate that. Your friends appreciate that. That's what EVE Online is about. It's about the people, you know. It's about the friendships you make. It's about the stories you tell. I don't care about your Titans. I really don't. I care about your Titans being part of a story. If they can't be part of the story, we're going to find something else. And this is our story. So thank you for being here. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about some stuff that's going on. But that's the story we made. All right, friends. So here's a question. Are we moving? We're not moving. We have dropped two new industrial zones near SeaTac J. We've dropped a ton of reaction Tataras. We rigged them. We're not moving. I know you guys have heard me saying it. We're not moving. We've done a new drone lands thing. If you have missed the Reddit post, that's fine. I will read to you what's going to happen in the drone lands. I made this Reddit post yesterday. The current drone infrastructure will be glassed. Drones will be opened up to any alliance that believes they can take the space. Renting in the space will not be allowed. We're going to drop a handful of keep stars in drones. The problem is if you're deep in the drones, you cannot run logistics unless you hold the inner and outer edges, right? So we will keep those free ports alive, and we will let anyone who wants to live in the drones use them for logistics so that they can count on the space being available to them, so they don't have to be a giant group to live in the drones. Groups that go into the drones must be unaligned with the existing blocks. So you can't send in a frat group, you can't send in an initiative group, you know, these groups have to be unaligned. And we're not going to let them use this as an invasion force. They can't move next door to us and be like, well, we're just hanging out in the drones while they set up an attack on us. That's the point of it. We're not going to be doing any kind of like rules lawyering. We've seen that before with the Southeast Agreement and all this kind of he said, she said, following the rules, not following the rules. The rules are if you're strong, if you can take it, then you can keep it. Those are the rules. Just don't be aligned with other people. But if you are strong, take the space. When Alexander the Great died, they asked, who shall inherit your kingdom? And he said, to the strongest. That's what we say about the drone lands. To the strongest. Go and take it. We will be spending the next week after this thing falls glassing the drones. We're going to try to do it as fast as possible. We want to reset that space. We're not going to take the Saab. They can fight over the Saab. Whoever wants to go there can take the Saab. We're going to blow up all the structures. Warm up your Lashaks, your Supers, your Titans, your Zernitras. We're going to kill a lot of stuff. A tall sting.jpg would be very good. Today, we will be doing the meta show with Brisk Rubal at 2200. I will be on there. Ranger will be on there. We got Riot Rick from Slice. That's going to be pretty fun. I'm told Brisk has a really good show lined up, and Dave will be hosting. I got a couple shout-outs I want to make. And here's the thing is we have so many people who've done a lot of work, so I know I'm going to not be able to shout-out everyone. So apologies if I miss you. I want to shout-out every pilot who showed up and has camped in one way or another. You know, I've done 16, 17, and 16 hours running this camp. So I've seen a lot of you, and a lot of you guys have shown up, and it's been fun hanging out with you. You're much appreciated. Thanks to our GSOL people got a pause set up in like 4 seconds the first day. It was great. We've been dropping structures. Broseidon, who has joined us, dropped the keep star in their space. If you see the keep off the their keep, unfortunately we did not know the mechanic that you could revoke the corp as an ally and then it wouldn't be anchor in a day, but you live and learn. It actually didn't end up mattering. I've actually had so much fun living in a POS. It has reminded me of back in the day. If you guys never got a chance to live out of a POS, it's fun to get this like 1 week experience. We do have an Astra that'll anchor late US time zone tonight, but living in the POS has been a lot of fun to me. There've been people just dropping their ships inside the POS, ejecting and getting a new one. It's sort of like, you ever been to a store and they have the take a penny, leave a penny little tray if you need a little spare change? You know, take a dictor, leave a dictor inside the POS. POS luck is a great phrase, Lacusti. I like that a lot. Yep. By the way, shout out to our guys, dude. We got people leaving command ships, boosters, dictors, just sit float in the POS. They could be stolen. People don't care. They've just been leaving what you need. There's been several people who have been bringing out missiles and bubbles and just restock and just setting them inside the POS. It's been a great experience. I've had so much fun doing this with you guys. There's a lot of questions. What's going to be happening in the future? And I'll tell you the exact answer. I don't know. This has happened so fast. I don't know what's happened in the future because we did not know this was happening until Wednesday when Goblins announced it. You know, it's not a failure of Intel, because I think like three people knew. Those three people got their supers out. We saw Horde leadership living in the Forge with all their Titans. We have the screenshots. They got out. They left all their people behind. I don't know what will happen in the future. We will be talking about that a lot. We will be burning the midnight oil. We will be setting our brains to it. There's this ancient Chinese proverb, may you live in interesting times. And it's supposed to be a curse. The curse is to live in interesting times, because the boring times are the prosperous ones. Eve is not real life. We're not looking to prosper in the sense that we're growing a family here. We're looking to have fun. So I want to live in the interesting times, and the interesting times are here. We will try to lead you through them in the best way that we can. That'll be happening in the coming weeks. In this next week, we will be destroying as much as we can. Tomorrow, we will be destroying the Keep Star in 1 day, 5 hours, 11 minutes, and 37 seconds. Please go and vote for the CSM. These guys have lied to their members. They knew it was happening. They forced them to resub, and they ran a campaign for people who would not be here. Vote for the CSM. Do not let their representatives get on the CSM. I know some of you don't like doing this voting. I don't like doing the voting. It's not fun. Vote with all of your accounts. Deny them the chance to get as many people as they want on here. They are trying to get two people onto the CSM. I will be disappointed if that happens. If their perfidy, their lying, gets the people on the CSM, because they knew what was going to happen. Their leadership knew what was going to happen. And having these losers on the CSM for the next year to cause problems, representing a group of people who no longer exist, getting under there under false pretenses, will be a bad outcome. So get out there, get your vote in. Thank you guys for being a part of this group. I hope you remember this history. I know I will. I'm writing it down. I'm appreciative of making it with you. I will see you guys over the next week. I will see you at the Hell Camp. I will be running fleets tonight, tomorrow, and going forward. Have a great week. I will see you next time.